Hello there, Pats fans. I'm Romeo, or today, Robin Hood. Happy Halloween. I'm feeling a little lonely here, but you know what? I have a feeling it's not gonna last long. We got a jam-packed show for you, and it all starts now.
The Pats took down the Jets in week lucky number 7.
Patriots recover, the game is over.
Now it's time for the team to soar overseas and spook the St. Louis Rams, London style. But first, linebacker Bobby Carpenter haunts the halls for Pats Chat. He tells us who he wants a ghostly visit from.
Maybe JFK or Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, someone like that.
And Romeo isn't the only one affected by Halloween. Ryan Mallett is showing us his tricks and treats in Tilted this week.
It gets me every time just about if I see it.
Plus, they say a picture is worth a thousand words. We're introducing you to the man behind the Patriots lens. And trust me, this is no phantom photographer.
Not bad.
Smile and don't fret. This Halloween edition of Totally Patriots is about to start.
Here we go, Halloween weekend. Let's start off the show by getting to know one of your favorite players a little better. It's time for Pats Chat. Find out which bloke is haunting the hall right now with Shauna.
Hey, Romeo, I'm in the hall at Patriot Place presented by Raytheon, and joining me today are a group of students from Scituate High School. Guys, put your hands together for Bobby Carpenter. Hey, Bobby.
How you doing?
These guys may not know that your father also played in the NFL. How did he help you in your decision to play football, and what kind of advice has he given you to help you in your career?
Well, you know, obviously with him playing football, it's something I always wanted to be a part of. He didn't actually let me play football until I was 13 years old, until I was in seventh grade. I was kind of skinny growing up. He was afraid I was going to get hurt, so he actually kind of steered me away from it for as long as he could. Played soccer, basketball. I swam growing up, and once I was in seventh grade, he finally decided to officially let me play football and start playing for real.
What do you like to do in your free time?
I'm studying to get into grad school right now, so that's something that I've been working on.
If you could spend a day with anyone, who would it be?
It would probably have to be a past president, maybe JFK or Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, someone like that. Maybe even Winston Churchill, someone who had a huge impact on the direction of this world. I mean, there's a lot of huge, tremendous events that have happened. Yeah, I think would be something that would be unbelievable to pick their brain and kind of figure out their thought process during a time of transition.
What player did you look up to when you were growing up?
Player did I look up to? As we talked earlier, my dad played for 10 years in the NFL, and I always wanted to think, like, hey, if I could be, half as good as he was, I'd be doing pretty well for myself. So I used to try to watch his stuff. He didn't like to talk about it or anything like that. But I'd heard from other players that he had played with, coaches that he had played for, what type of player that he was. So I tried to emulate what he did with his work ethic, his dedication to the game, and his passion for playing. So I thought if I could add those components into what I do, that would help make me a successful player.
What's your favorite kind of music?
Favorite kind of music? I like a lot of different stuff. I listen to a lot of country music. I'm a big Kenny Chesney fan. I'm a big Dave Matthews fan. I actually got to see both of those guys when they came up here this summer. And I actually just watched Rock of Ages. I'm a big 80s music fan as well.
Now, what are you going to grad school for?
I was a business major coming out, so I want to try to get my MBA. And you never stop learning. It's funny, you guys probably hate reading books now. I've read more books since I've got out of college than I did probably in high school and college combined.
All right, thanks, Bobby. We'll be back in a little bit with some health and fitness questions.
Well, from our on-the-field players to our behind-the-scenes players, I really fancy this segment a lot. I'm going to be throwing a lot of British slang terms at y'all show, so just be prepared. It's time to take you beyond the bench.
And now, the team photographer, David Silverman.
This is my 20th season with the Patriots. I started in 1992.
I've always wanted to work for a team, and I wanted to be in sports. Not being an athlete, this is my best way of getting in here and not getting hurt.
Get some pictures.
My day normally starts about 3 hours before game time. I'll go up to the owner's office, where I'll take pictures of him and his guests and the Super Bowl trophies.
Game day!
From there, we'll go down to the field during pregame warm-ups, take some random shots of them watching the players. When I'm shooting for the owner, I want to be there, be seen, but not hurt. So a lot of special guests come to a football game. My job is to just ignore them. I'll take their pictures, make sure they don't know I'm here, give them a sense of where they're at, what to do. I just kind of be a fly on the wall and just kind of be out of the way and get a nice picture for them to take home with them. Nice memory. Once the game starts, I'll start taking game action. My goal is to try to get a picture of everybody who's on the field in uniform. I like kneeling on the ground when I take a picture because it gives a sense of looking up at the guy. It makes him look a little bit taller, and it gives it a great angle. To get a good shot, you kind of have to know how the game goes. So I kind of have to watch the game. I got to know quarterback's back, he's going to throw, kind of get a sense of who he's throwing the ball to. Maybe he hands it off to somebody, maybe someone else gets it and runs with it. I'll also shoot the crowd, their reaction to a play, or just them with their posters and signs, and as well as some of the cheerleaders on the field. You know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. At the end of the game, I'll go inside and start editing pictures and get that stuff to Fred Kirsch with the Patriot Football Weekly, so they have stuff for the paper and to put online for the website for you to view.
All right, I think this will be the money shot. Look at the eyes. Tells the story.
The rush I get during the game is probably just the same as a player or you as a fan when something's happening. I just got to do it, got to see it, got to be there, got to have it. Football and photography for me goes together. Do I want to sit home and watch a game? No. Do I want to have a camera on hand shooting a game? Yes. It's the job I wanted to do since I was a kid, and I'm doing it. I'm an old man now, and I still enjoy doing what I wanted to do my whole life.
Coming up on Totally Patriots, Bobby Carpenter has always been a health freak, but he's letting us know the real reason he first started working out.
So I could, you know, look good in a swimsuit in the summertime for the ladies.
We check in with Professor Fritz to see what equation he's working out this week. The math isn't that simple, though, when you're diving over a defensive line. And we think the math is getting to him.
Tommy, drink your milk.
Totally Patriots will be right back.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam, celebrating 75 years of service to institutions worldwide. By Harvard Pilgrim, giving you more ways to better. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Totally Fit is brought to you by United Healthcare.
Welcome back to Totally Patriots. Halloween weekend. What am I doing with this bloody thing? I have no idea. All right, I've been eating a lot of candy Halloween weekend. I don't know about you, but I'm going to be hitting the gym early in the week. I got to find out, what should I do? How do I stay fit? Sean is back in the hall right now. It's time for Totally Fit.
All right, Bobby, it's time now for some health and fitness questions.
How many days a week do you have to work out?
During the season, you know, between practice and lifting weights, everything, I'm physically active every day. I probably lift weights 5 or 6 days a week, you know, every day, probably butt game day usually. It's just something that I like to do. It helps me feel good. I'm big into health and fitness, and my parents are both gym teachers, so that's probably where it stems from.
Do you have a favorite body part you like to work out?
I like to total body workouts. Yeah, it's focus on different things, different days, but you know, your body's it's basically, you know, a big pyramid. It's got to stay balanced. You've got to make sure that, you know, each part is balanced with each other. So I know the guys in here probably like to just do all curls and try to get big biceps, but you know, if you just do that, that's going to lead to problems with other muscle groups and different joints. So it's important to always try to work out, you know, your entire body and make sure you're healthy.
Do you find it hard to stick to your diet?
Not too much. I've always been a pretty health conscious guy. You know, when I was growing up, I always wanted to lift weights and eat well so I could, you know, look good in a swimsuit in the summertime for the ladies. So I know you guys can respect that. And now, you know, I just try to be healthy, and it's important for part of my job. You know, we have to weigh in every week, so you have to meet weights. They take body fat here. They make sure that you're always in peak physical condition. So, you know, the three factors of that are eating, you know, obviously your diet, your fitness level, what you're doing exercise-wise, and then your rest is the third component. So if you can keep those things in balance, you're going to be pretty healthy and feel pretty good about yourself.
Time for some science. Let's head to Professor Fritz's crazy lab, see what he's got brewing in there now. It's time for How They Do That.
Wait a minute, it's no secret. Football is anything but a delicate sport. Remember the AFC Championship game last year when Tom Brady went to leap over the defensive line at the goal and he twisted all the way around and his head almost hit his back and his legs hit his head? It was crazy. I mean, he looked like Gumby. I mean, is this guy freakishly flexible or what? Not sure. Let's take a look. The skeletal system is extremely strong. Believe it or not, ounce for ounce, bone is stronger than steel. A cubic inch of bone could withstand a weight of 19,000 pounds. Although bone can tolerate such weight, the force in which it is struck determines whether it will break or not. Think about when someone is performing CPR. They are instructed to do slow, repeated chest compressions. The slow compression is critical as you are more apt to break ribs with a force that is rapid. It also has to do with the surface area that the hit is put on. There is a famous physics experiment that has proven to show you can lie in a bed of nails without being hurt, but you cannot lie on a single nail. This is due to the fact that on a bed of nails, the surface area of the pressure applied to the body is big enough to distribute the pressure so it does not harm the body. If you try to lie on one single nail, the surface area is small, and the pressure is put all on the one spot, creating an injury. The larger the surface area force is being put on, the less likely you will be hurt. Take this to the football field. More often than not, you are less likely to be injured during a full-body collision than if just your knee was hit. 19,000 pounds? That's like 76 Ray Lewis's. That's a lot of Ray Lewis. I mean, imagine being under a pyramid with 76 Ray Lewis. That's ridiculous. Next, the age of a person is important. The younger you are, the better bone strength you have, and having tough bones is important when being tackled. The amount of muscle and flexibility of professional athletes also plays a role in the ability to withstand impacts. If you are more flexible, your body can handle bending abnormally without causing a tear or break. A normal human who does not do the training that Brady and other professional athletes do is less likely to be able to handle a linebacker diving at his back, thrusting their feet over their head. I guess Brady is extremely flexible, and he has strong bones, too. He probably listened to his mother when she said, "Drink your milk every day." Tommy, drink your milk. It's a good thing these guys have trainers. Can keep their bodies in shape and keep them strong. I'm Professor Fritz, and that's how we do that.
Coming up on Totally Patriots, what's got Romeo whiter than a ghost? Could be our fans' hair-raising dance moves. And later, Ryan Mallett brings us back to the good old days.
So young.
Don't vanish. Totally Patriots will be right back.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Gatorade. Who knows, it all begins within. Win from within. By Subway, the official training restaurant of the Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to Totally Patriots. This season, we've gotten to see some pretty crazy sides of our favorite Pats players. Defensive backs, running backs, wide receivers. I'm not sure which group is the craziest, but this week, we're tapping into the quarterback position. Ryan Mallett has been with the Pats for two seasons, and this week, he's letting it all out. And with Halloween around the corner, things might get a little weird.
A guilty pleasure I have is eating ice cream. I love ice cream. I gotta stay away from it, but it gets me every time just about if I see it. I do sing in the shower a little bit. My go-to songs are probably anything by Garth Brooks. If I had a superpower, it would probably be to fly because traffic is really hectic, especially around here. A little bit of a need for me. If I'm carrying a playbook around, I gotta have my pencils, my pens, my notebook, and it all has to fit in my notebook just right. The weirdest thing I've ever had to experience with a fan is I was signing autographs one day and somebody wanted me to sign their baby and I didn't know what to do. So I looked at, you know, my agent like, should I do it? Should I sign? He was like, yeah. And so I ended up signing the baby. I could bring back one thing from the 90s, it would be the Ninja Turtles cartoons, the old ones.
So young.
My best pickup line would be, how you doing? No game. Absolutely zero.
No game, Ryan. Let me give you a little advice. Girls love an accent, especially English. All right, let's check in now with Romeo, Romeo. Where for art thou? I don't know. This might be the wrong costume. It's time for Totally Facts.
Where did the Rams get their name?
Dodge.
What? From St. Louis.
St. Louis.
You were both going to say that?
Yeah.
That's almost amazing to me. They're named after the car.
Right.
Owner and the GM picked the name because his favorite football team was the Fordham Rams. The uniforms they wore were first established were actually red and black, the colors of Fordham University. Or the car, yeah, it's just the car, sure.
Okay.
What year was St. Louis founded?
1750?
Close.
1760.
That's unbelievable, man. 1764. Who was it founded by?
Abraham Lincoln.
That one you got, man.
It was two Frenchmen, actually. Pierre Laclaude and Auguste Chateau. Can you guys speak French?
No français. We're from Maine.
What if, you're out on a date with a lady and she's like, romance me, man. Speak French to me.
J'aime la pizza.
Oui.
You be the girl, you be the guy. Let's see how this would play out. Can you speak more than that?
No.
J'aime la pizza.
Oui, oui.
La pizza. Where did the Rams horn symbol come from?
Was it the owner's wife?
Because it's mighty and fierce.
What are you saying? The owner's wife was like a ram? Fred Gehrke, one of the players at the time, was actually an arts major. He drew it. The team liked it, and it stuck.
Nice.
Yeah, so once again, I wasn't even close.
But now that you insulted his wife.
Exactly.
The Rams weren't always in St. Louis. What other two cities did they play in?
Tennessee?
No, that's a state, though.
Los Angeles.
And? Cleveland. What is the state dance of Missouri, fellas?
Oh, my gosh.
Polka.
Square dance.
Yes, let's see it. So square dancing, the original dance in Missouri. It's 2012. What's the big dance that's out right now?
Gangnam Style.
Gangnam.
It's time to bring it back to 2012. Maybe this should be the new dance. Can we see it?
Let's do it.
A little suggestion from Missouri. Maybe their new dance. Nice job, guys. That's it for Totally Facts this week. Not bad.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments, celebrating 75 years of pursuing performance excellence. Putnam is a proud partner of the Patriots. By Ace Ticket, the official travel partner of the Patriots. And by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back. It is that time of the show where the players get to have a little fun of their own, flip the script, and test the students on their football knowledge. Bottle up, man. Let's see what you got. It's time for the Gridiron Gauntlet. Yeah.
All right, we're here with Michael. We've got some trivia for you. If you get three out of five questions right, you will get this hat signed by me. So do you think you know your Patriots trivia?
Yep. Let's do it.
The Patriots have played in three Super Bowls. Can you name the three teams they have beaten?
The St. Louis Rams, Philadelphia Eagles, and Carolina Panthers.
Ding, ding, ding. That is correct. Question two. This is a pretty simple one, so I hope that we got it here. Mm-hmm. Minus the end zones, how long is a football field?
100 yards.
All right, that was easy. Two for two here. How many teams are currently in the NFL?
32.
Three for three, so we already got the hat. Let's give a big round for Michael.
There you go, not bad. Or as they say in London, Bob's your uncle.
What?
They don't say that in
London. No one even knows what that means.
Nobody says that. I read it in a book one time.
You gotta cool it on English slang.
Halloween has gotten to me a little
yeah.
bit. All right, it's
hey,
time.
Hey, oh, wait.
Yeah,
look what I found.
Oh.
I think you dropped this.
Thank God. Thank you so much. We'll keep it on for the Twitter question. Perfect. Feather to the front. There we go.
Perfect.
All right, this week's Twitter question is for Aaron Hernandez. Wants to know, where do you get all your tattoos?
Thank you for the question, but I get a lot of my tattoos all over the place. I got a few down in Miami, some in Gainesville, some back up in my hometown, Bristol, Connecticut. And my favorite one is on my right shoulder in memory of my father.
All right, London's calling. It's time for the Pats to take down the Rams overseas.
That's right. Last time they were there, huge win over Tampa Bay. We're going to do it again.
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you think they're doing over there right now, over in London, while we're here?
Well, I think Coach Belichick's going to get some tea and crumpets. What do you think?
Can you picture him just, you know, kind of chilling out, real dainty with the queen, just hanging?
With the queen. I think, I wonder if he'll give her one of his cutoff hoodies. That'd
could
look
happen.
On her.
It could happen. I think we've gone batty with Halloween, but
yeah,
it's all right.
I think so, too.
That's going to do it for us here from Gillette. Go Pats. We're going to leave you with some highlights from last week's
Have
game.
Have a safe Halloween. Cheerio.
Gronk has it. Touchdown. 10, 15, alley, 20, 25. Man to beat, 30, 35, 40. He's going all the way, Devin McCourty. Well, that's the way to answer the Jets. He is going to be hit and sacked. And a fumble on the play. Patriots recover. The game is over.